Hi, Kevin. Kevin, thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara, and she did want me to get on the line here. Of course. Obviously, I know she does a really good job. She wanted me to kind of get you more details and answer any questions that you have, and then also to apply an established business rate. How's your day going so far?
It's going all right. How about you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does. Yeah, I mean, we all use it as consumers. We need something but don't really know who to call. And, of course, that means that potential customers, whether they are, you know, residential shower doors or commercial storefront systems,
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Not sure what I'll have to have my tech team check out my system here.
It just suddenly went like very quiet.
Interesting. Okay. How's that?
Yeah, this is better.
Okay. So, you know, obviously the goal is to get your phone ringing, to put a website out there that talks about your company, your services, before and after photos for both residential shower doors and commercial storefront systems. That way you'll get calls. I mean, obviously, Angie's is a completely different beast. With that, you pay for leads, you chase the leads down, you're in a bidding war with your competitors that are also getting and paying for the exact same leads. It does not conflict at all with being a top option on that first page of Google, but a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, when we get their phone ringing, they scale back on leads. I think most business owners do prefer to get calls directly to them. You guys have been in business for a long time. Tara says it's you and your dad, more than 10 years in business, and probably even more than that with the experience in the industry. So once we get a website that really talks about your company, your experience, putting before and after photos on there and things like that, when you're a top option that people will see without knowing the name of your business but typing in those types of keywords and search phrases, you'll definitely get phone calls. And by the time someone decides to call you, they saw something on the website that they like. Usually by the time they start dialing your number, they're hoping you're available. They want to work with you. We can easily cover the Metroplex. That's not a problem. This is both local search engine optimization and social media. There is a Facebook ad campaign. And, of course, you'll be not just on Google and Bing. You'd have Facebook, Apple Maps, a Yelp listing, everything that Google wants to see. Someone searching saying, hey, Siri, your business will pop up for those searches as well. Now, it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely want you to have a website. We do include websites for our clients that don't have websites. In fact, I'd like to include a website here at no additional cost. Obviously, we want to make sure that your phone is ringing and that you see success right from the very beginning. Your success is our success, and keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years. In fact, on December 17th, we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary. I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years, so you'd be in good hands with us.
Really?
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Now, as far as pricing goes, best part about it, at 10 years, you see a 50% reduction in the cost, precisely because we prefer to work with businesses that know what they're doing, businesses that can take on a little more work here and there and still do quality work. You would save $300 each and every single month. It is a month-to-month service. Reduced pricing will stay with you as long as you stay with us, and it brings your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299, Kevin, is an exact amount. So it's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, residential or commercial, it's just that flat rate, simple, straightforward pricing. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
So that $299 includes the spot on the website, or the spot on Google, and
so,
you said the website as well?
The website is included, placement on the first page of Google and Bing, and there are Facebook ads included as well. Now, of course, Facebook works a little bit differently. Obviously, when someone goes on Google and Bing, they're doing an active search. They're typing something in to get a result on Facebook.
Yeah.
Especially if they've already done a search for your services, those ads will retarget that exact same person in your service area. We know they're already in the market for some of your services. You'll also have ads running on the live streams of people in your service area. We can choose specific zip codes, neighborhoods even, where you want to be found. And if they don't click on it, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs about 20 or 22 cents. But there is $100 of Facebook ads included in that $2.99. That's the original $100 that comes with the $5.99 package. I did not reduce the Facebook ad spend, but I did reduce the overall cost of the package itself. So $100 of Facebook ads, that's about 400 clicks in a month from someone who would be in your service area and interested enough to click on that. Of course, it would go to the website that we would build for you and give people the reasons to call you, all about getting your business out there in front of the people that might be needing your services and getting your phone ringing directly. Like I said, it does not conflict at all with Angie's, but it is completely different than Angie's. It looks like you are quite familiar with the way Angie's will work for you. A little new to kind of weigh in on whether you love it, hate it, or somewhere in between, but that's totally fine. Like I said, there is no conflict with paying for leads and also being a top option on that first page of Google. But a lot of my clients, Kevin, even the ones that have experience and success with their lead service, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on those leads or even cut the leads off altogether. You will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, of course, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the search phrases and keywords. And, of course, most of the time you simply get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. We will be promoting your business number. The website will also give people the opportunity to tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they'd like to have done. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even who to follow up with. Now, I'm pretty sure that we're speaking on a smartphone, right? I can send you a text message and you'd receive it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, we are not Google. If anyone, Kevin, calls you and tells you they are Google for something like this, they'd be telling stories. Their pants would be on fire. Google does, though, make these phone calls to businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google partners. So we are a Google partner. We are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and I'm sending you right now a link to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. So if you can, maybe do put me on speakerphone, open that up. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So like I said, you'll be able to track your success. We do call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking your success. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms because, again, we're creating all of the content that Google wants to see, all of the different destinations and directories, whether they're known to the public or not. We do create that content not necessarily for your customers to see, but for Google and Bing to see, and most of those directories do allow someone to write a review. Now, wherever those reviews originate, they do repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can kind of request reviews, respond to reviews, kind of manage your online reputation. And like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. That's our clients that are using the service, although it is month to month. Most of our clients do keep the service long term because it's profitable and nobody cancels on profit. You'll see that blue tinted photo that kind of outlines some of the things that we do, especially early on. Below it, it says Google Ads Partner. There's a box that you can click on with a colorful Google G inside it. That is not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That's actually our badge of authenticity. If you click on it, it's provided to us directly by Google, and it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google partner, and that, of course, makes all the difference in the world. Google does regularly make changes to their PAC algorithm. They're usually small changes, but sometimes they're bigger changes. But whether they are big changes or small, they do let us know ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, and that's the name of the game. Be in that position when someone is looking for your services in that exact moment they're trying to find someone to call. So if you go back to the link I sent out to you, right beneath that is where it says SEO packages. We would be talking about the Platinum package, which I think is perfect for the Metroplex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you were to tell me, hey, we've got 7 crews, we do all of Texas, I might say, well, let's do the Platinum Premier, maybe the Ideal package. But I think for the Metroplex, mm-hmm. the Platinum package is perfect, right? Now, it does say $599 with a $299 setup fee. You can see that all of our packages would normally come with a $299 setup fee, and that is not for the website or anything else. It's mostly for the SEO content creation, all of the directories that we need to do to get you on that first page. A couple of other things, client interview. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and fix it if it is not. What I would do here, although we have nothing at all to do with Angie's, there's a promo code in our system if I can find it. There it is. So it's just for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere, so it's not specifically for Angie. But because I know that Angie is kind of an expensive service, I mean, especially for your services, your leads are maybe even over $100 each, right? And you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. For that setup fee, it helps me to reduce the cost, this promo code. I might normally take 25% or maybe in some cases even 50%, but because I'd like to kind of at least offset a little bit of what you spent with Angie's, I'm actually going to take 66%, take two-thirds or $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It would attach to only that first month. Of course, that's $398 with the first month and the setup fee included. Every month after that, it's exactly $299. Now, the website's included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of that website's included. And, Kevin, if you're one of those business owners that likes to make changes to their own website, you will have a website editor tool as part of your tracking system, your client dashboard. You can always go in and add a new photo or put in a promotion, discount, holiday special, senior, military. Whether you're making changes to your website or whether you just want us to take care of everything and make those changes, we can do that too. And there's no additional cost whether you're making changes or whether we are. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off, and a lot of businesses that can are even increasing their advertising, even if it's just for the tax write-off. This, though, is designed to get you more phone calls. Tara says Angie's pretty new because you're kind of looking to maybe fill in the gaps a little bit, but also looking to grow the company. So this would be a great way to do both, right? I mean, to get more phone calls. Even in the slow season, you know, businesses that are on the first page don't really see it. They don't really feel it because someone always needs something. And if you're on that first page, you will definitely get more phone calls regardless of the time of the year.
Okay.
It's month to month for a good reason. You know, we're not trying to marry you. We're not trying to lock you into anything. In fact, you know, we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. The reason it's listed at $599 with a $299 setup fee, that's $898. The reason the Platinum package is listed there, that's about what we spend in the first month to get you on that first page to create the website and do everything else. So obviously, even though I'm you know, reducing the cost and reducing the setup fee, we're not breaking even here in that first month. So we are investing in your success. We have to earn your business for a few months just for us to break even. But obviously, you know, your success is our success. And like I said, keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been successful. I have clients that have been with me almost as long as I've been with the company, you know, 8, 9, 10 years in some cases. But as a company, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. I mean, if it makes dollars, it makes sense. And of course, you know, when you're on that first page and people are calling you, you want to keep using that service. So that's kind of what we're looking to do here, earn your business 1 month at a time.
Okay. So what is the contract like? Is it
no
contract, or what's the minimum time I have to be with y'all?
That is a perfect question. So it's actually completely at will, no contract, month to month. Now what that means, of course, is that you can actually stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause it if you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if you had to, you could pause the service seasonally. You know, it is month to month for a good reason. We do have to get your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, if you find before the end of that first month that you're loving it already, we could even save you a little bit more money, even at $299, which is a reduced rate. If you prepay for 3 months, and you can even do that, well, now or before the end of the first month, you're looking at $800 for 3 months. So it saves you an extra $100 over the course of those 3 months. So that's something that we can look at down the road if you already love our service. I do like to set things up month to month, though. It's a lot less stressful for you because you can, you know, you can see results in very near real time. The tracking system, that client dashboard, the reports do update several times throughout the day. So almost real time, you'll always have very up to date information about how well the service is working. And then I would call you back, you know, 4, 5, 6 days, depending on what day of the week it is. We are closed on the weekend, but I call you before the end of the month and say, hey, you know, it is set to renew at $299 on a month-to-month basis, or if you wanted to, we can do a three-month contract now, or even prorate what you've already paid into the remaining 2 months of a three-month contract. So we can always talk about that later on, but like I said, we could set things up now on a month-to-month basis, no contract.
Okay, I'll have another question. So let's say y'all make the website and everything, and everything's going good, but then after a while I decide to cancel. Will the website be mine, or will it still be yours?
So that is a great question. I get that question fairly often. Any website, of course, has to be hosted somewhere for someone to see it. So if you decided to stop using all of our other services, if you wanted us to continue to host and even update your website, we could do that for you for just a hosting fee. If you wanted to, we could even transfer the domain over to you. So that's another option. We could transfer the domain over to you. But, you know, as long as you are a client of ours, it's our job to keep that website on that first page. Kind of going back to when I was saying before, if you pause the service, and you can pause the service as long as you like, really, you know, it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle and you get to a downhill, you keep going for a little bit, but eventually you slow down and stop. But as long as we're actively updating your website and updating all the content, you'll always stay on that first page. But if it's on pause for maybe 2, 3 months, you would slowly start to see the placement fall off the first page. But the reason I brought that up now is if you do end up not continuing at some point, you know, down the road, you say, hey, some people stop the service because they've got enough work coming in, they've got repeat business and things like that. Smaller companies do that quite often. We don't take anything down except for the Facebook ads, because obviously that comes out of the budget. But if you do stop using our service, we don't continue to update or optimize anything, and we would have to figure out if you wanted to have your website transferred to you or just pay a hosting fee. But all these other destinations and directories that we create for you, we don't take them down, unless you want us to specifically take them down. So you'd always have a bit of an online presence above and beyond what you already have now, even if you stop using our services. One of the things that a lot of businesses struggle with right now is just getting PIN verified or getting recognized by Google as an active business, having a Google My Business profile. Because that process has gotten a little bit more comprehensive. I don't want to say complex, but it is challenging. You know, a lot of businesses get kind of bogged down in the process of getting recognized by Google as an active business. And it's all by design. I mean, Google makes it so that you have to prove that you're an actual legitimate company, that you can provide those services listed when someone calls you. But of course, getting you verified, that's part and parcel of what we do. It's one of the very first things that we do. You would always have that listing. We typically will set it up with you as the owner and with us having only managerial access to it. So if you ever do stop using our service, I mean, you would just remove our access and you'd already have that listing for your business.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I also have a question. So you say y'all take care of like the making of the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
How customizable is it? Because I already have kind of like, I was thinking about a website and I have kind of like, I want to make like a showcase basically.
Oh, that's great.
So I was trying to see if that's possible.
Sure. Yeah. So like I said, you can make changes to your website or we can make changes to the website. Before we even start any of the work, one of the very first things, and of course we could even do that today, is get you through to what we call a client interview. And it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will call you and kind of pick your brain about how you want your website to look, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want to, for example, be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a separate phone call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, just kind of the basic knowledge off the top of your head regarding your business.
Okay.
So, I mean, being that it's month to month and that website included, I mean, I'm sure that's something you want for your business, right?
No, yeah, it definitely is. Definitely is something that I've been considering.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're looking to grow your business or even just fill in the gaps, is it just you and your dad doing the work or do you guys have any extra help?
Gosh, it does.
That's perfect. Yeah, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle, and it's also not designed for companies that are absolutely starving for work, right? But it is going to get you a steady stream of phone calls, and as long as you're answering the phone, that's the important thing. I mean, you know, 25, 30 years ago, before people even really knew what the internet was, before there were smartphones, all we had was the yellow pages, you know, that big yellow brick that appeared on our doorstep mid-November about this time of year is when you'd get that yellow page. And the smart business owners were all AA this, AAA that, quadruple A, because it put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically, right? The yellow pages listed alphabetically.
Right.
First of all, you'd have to flip alphabetically to the service that you were looking for, and then you would either call the guy with the full page ad or the guy at the beginning of the alphabet. Part of that process still works the same way. The part where the guy that we decide to call, or at least the guy who answers the phone, is available and has a fair price, that's the guy that we hire, only we don't do that search using the yellow pages anymore. We use it on the computer, or more likely our smartphone, and of course Google doesn't index alphabetically. They look for relevant content. So the businesses that are ahead of their competitors are there because they've got the right content online that relates to that particular person's search. So obviously that's why we create all of those different destinations and directories to get you ahead of your competitors.
Okay.
So when we get
the same model.
Yeah, absolutely. The Angie's has the phone number that we're speaking on. Is this the best number for your customers to call?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, so this is the number you want on your website, right? And it's Blue Glass, not Inc. Company or LLC after that?
No, just Blue Glass.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And I did see an address on the Angie's, but, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? You go out to the customer, no one ever does come to you?
Yeah, it's service-based. It's not really like a set location we have.
Of course, and Google expects service-based businesses to kind of be run out of the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. In fact, they wouldn't want to list any physical street address, they wouldn't want anyone driving out to your home and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially
right.
since you're out in the field most days. Angie's, though, has 12834 Midway Road, Suite 1103. Is that a residence or?
Yeah, it's a residence.
It is. Okay. So, yeah, we wouldn't want to list that. We would just list you Dallas, Texas, not even that 75244 zip code, just city and state. And then, of course, we can target anywhere in the Metroplex that you want to travel to. If there are places even right around the corner that you know you don't want to go, tell us that, too. We don't run your ads there. We wouldn't want you fielding phone calls from people who you know, probably would never be able to afford your services or whatever the case might be. We only want you to get phone calls from the people in the places that you want to service. That way it's an effective use of your time. I'd never really like to say anything bad about any other companies, but I do know from talking to business owners that when you pay for a lead, whether it's with Angie's or Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, they all work about the same way. What really does vary is, well, how much each lead costs and, of course, how many of your competitors get the exact lead. But they are all shared lead systems, and every one of them will sell the same lead that a business owner gets to 3, 4, 6, 8 of their competitors. So you're always kind of chasing down the same potential customers that your competitors are chasing down. And sometimes you're dealing with a potential customer who's using that service because they want multiple bids. You know, they're trying to find maybe the cheapest guy or something like that. I've heard business owners say, and if you're not the cheapest guy, and man, you've been around for 10 years, I mean, you'd have to worry about some guy fresh out, you know, out of just not even licensed even with just a truck and you know, trying to lowball everybody, right? And that doesn't work for business owners that have experience. And like I said, the reason we give a reduced rate to established companies is because, you know, your experience speaks volumes for your success as a company. You know, you do provide quality work. You've been doing it for a long time. You have no bad reviews, and that's why we're reaching out to you in the first place. That's kind of the criteria that puts you on a short list of pre-qualified candidates. Tara is one of my most efficient and knowledgeable mapping coordinators. So usually when she recommends a business and they do take advantage of our opportunity, they do quite well with the service. And I think you guys would too, especially, you know, you do residential and commercial glass. So I think you guys would do really well with something like this. I know it's you and your dad, but it's something that you would kind of decide on your own, right? You don't have to run it past him for marketing. I mean, you did Angie's yourself, right?
I mean, it is kind of like my decision, but it's still like something that, you know, it's both the company, so
sure.
It's still something I
want
to let him know about.
He's your dad, and you guys are in business together as well. What do you think he would think about all this?
Well, actually, I was going to say I wanted to you could give me like maybe like a couple hours. I know like since the spot just opened up and that it's kind of like time sensitive, but
it is.
You could give me like probably like an hour or two to, you know, run it through and discuss our options, and I could get back to you if that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely will put this on a soft hold. I mean, to be honest with you, I think you guys will do quite well with this, and I don't want to talk to anybody else between now and then. I wouldn't want the position to fill anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell my supervisor that I'm going to put this one on hold. We've got a lot of positions that we are working on, and obviously next week's a holiday shortened week, so I'm trying to you know, stay on top of things so that things pile up and compound
for sure.
Monday week next week. So I definitely will get to work on some of the other projects that I've got going on here, different industries, different states. But I will call you back in about, let's see, maybe 2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours would be perfect. I'm getting to a job site right now. So.
Oh, gotcha. Perfect. That'll
maybe
work out for you.
Busy.
That works out for me too. I'll give you a call right around 1 o'clock, and we'll see what your dad thinks, and obviously answer any questions that you or your dad might have at that time.
All right, sounds good.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you very much, Paul.
Kevin, talk to you soon. Thanks again. Take care.
Take care.
Bye bye.